seems like you guys, this rookie class, has developed a pretty good bond so far over the course of the spring. Just kind of picking stuff up on Twitter, you guys go back and forth a lot, give each other a hard time. Is there a bond that's starting to develop amongst you guys in this first?
Definitely. Believe it or not, I know half of those rookies before we all got drafted. You know, I met some of them at the combine. I've even played against some of them. So we kind of all knew each other before. You know, I was following them on Twitter before that even before we even got drafted. So the bond was already there, and now it's just a matter of time, you know, to get that trip out on the field.
And there's a feeling that we're all going through this together, so we're able to stick together.
Exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of Twitter, have the coaches told you maybe during camp to tone it down on Twitter at all?
You're going to have to ask Bill about that one.
Type of NBA player you think Fab Melo's going to be?
You know, Fab Melo's a great friend of mine. You know, I'm not an NBA a sports analyst, but, you know, he's a great player for me watching him at Syracuse, and I'm excited for his career with the Celtics.
Does it the start over process every time you reach a different level, does it get to you after a while? Like, you get to college and you start over and you learn a new system. Now you're here, you're starting over. How do you go about that process of saying, okay, this is something new once again?
I would say it's more exciting than anything. You know, every level of any sport that I've played, you know, I'm excited to actually set goals and make new goals and just stack up and taking it day by day. So it's more exciting than anything.
How much stuff are they throwing at you? Is it just one of those things that just throw everything at you and whatever you can grab, you grab?
My job right now is to earn respect from the veterans and be a sponge, learn the playbook, you know, and, you know, earn respect from Vince Wilfork and the rest of the guys and you know, keep moving forward. Oh yeah, we're very close. Yep, talk to my draft. No, you saw it. No, I'm kidding.
Anybody else for Chandler? Do you feel more comfortable playing standing up or playing with your hands in the dirt?
Whatever coach asks me to do, that's what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do.